You're making about $4,000 to $5,000 passive income a month. How many hours do you need to work managing those four properties?
I know this sounds silly, but like 2 hours a week. You might not get results straight away. Your family don't see you, friends don't see you. You have to make the sacrifice.
How much is your first property? How much does it make you a month now?
About $1,000 a month.
So you're 1 year away from £1,000 a month. You've done extremely well. You're financially free. What's next? The man, the myth, the legend. It is Kush all the way from Stafford. What's going down, brother?
I'm good, thanks, Samuel.
Mate, I want to shake your hand on financial freedom.
Thank you.
You quit your job now.
Yeah, last month.
Yep. How did it feel?
Really good. Yeah, it's been a long time coming. But that journey was always going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm really proud of you. You've been a massive asset to the academy. You've now got four properties.
Four SAs, yeah.
Making how much profit about?
Between $4,000 and $5,000 a month profit.
Nice. Good. So talk me through it then. How did you get into property? And I want to pick your brain because you've got so much knowledge there now about systemization, power team building, hacks, tricks. And I'm just going to pick your brain. We're going to dump it out there on YouTube for everybody freely. But how did it start for you?
Let's do it. Yeah. So my background is in project management and automotive design. I've done that for the last 10 years straight out of university, but always had the want to create my own business and be my own boss.
Yeah.
Always been looking at businesses for sale and what can I start up. Also had an interest in property, but sort of didn't know how to get into it. So I saw you on YouTube. The first video I ever saw of you was you were talking about whether you should buy a property in a limited company or not.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, who's this guy? Let me just watch a bit more of your content. Booked a crash course in Birmingham with my mum, went to see you. Didn't sign up at that point, but then sort of watched more content.
Yeah. You just gained from the free information.
Yeah. And then just thought, okay, a week later, I just rang up and joined the academy because I thought, I'm in.
Right.
I'm up for this. I want to do this. So, that was sort of this time last year. And it took me about 6 months to get the first deal. So it was quite tough because I think the thing people need to be ready for if they do this is you might not get results straight away.
Yeah.
So it's like delayed gratification.
Right.
But 6 months in, got two deals at the same time, two rent to SAs.
How did that come about then?
That just came about. So I'd finished all the live training with yourself. I was having mentor calls. I was going on the masterminds every week and I was seeing people getting deals and, you know, making money and being successful. And I thought, I need to do something different. So I just thought, well, I've got a week. Let's just get as many viewings as possible. And I got two deals out of it. And I thought, I'm keeping them both.
Yeah.
So then set up two SAs within 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it just went from there, really.
I mean, we've never had anybody ever on the academy that's gone to every mastermind every week, has graduated through the academy after 12 months and has not been financially free. It's never happened.
Yeah.
So when people are sometimes saying, geez, it's been like 3 months, it's been 4 months, oh my gosh, nothing's happened. I'm like, look, keep persisting, keep showing up. There's a reason that it's a 12-month program and not a 12-week program. Sure, there's some people that go and, whoa, get loads of deals really fast and it all seems to happen and fall together. But then other people, it takes a long time.
Yeah.
And that's just okay.
Yeah.
Because if it was really fast and really quick and really easy, everybody would do it. That's the reality. And the people that succeed are the people that persist.
Yeah.
Delayed gratification, as you said.
Yeah.
Because normally when you have a job, you go to work, you get paid. Whereas when you set up a business, the first 6 months or so is a hard slog and you're not seeing anything.
Yeah.
Not getting any return. But then when the return does come, it's huge.
Yeah. And it's also, just adding to that, it's also like you've got two jobs. Because I was working full-time at the time in a demanding job and trying to run this business and set it up and, you know, get something off the ground from nothing. So you have to make the sacrifice and say every spare minute of my weekend and evening is going towards this business.
Which sucks.
Yeah.
Short term.
Your family don't see you.
Yeah.
Friends don't see you. But now, you know, it's all worth it. So it's that delayed gratification, yeah.
When did you realise this is working now? Wow. Oh my gosh, it's happening.
So as soon as the first SA went live, the booking started coming in. And I was thinking, okay.
Yeah.
Let's see how, you know, if this carries on. And it just kind of took off. So first month making about £800 to £1,000 profit on the first one.
Yeah.
And then learning about the little tips and tricks from the mastermind that the guys were sharing about how to get the longer bookings, how to adjust the advert every day, that kind of thing.
And you've been really helpful on the masterminds because for the first 6 months you were listening, taking notes. But now when you're on there, you're the one that's giving everybody the hacks and saying, try this. Oh, have you done this? And, you know, that's great to see as well.
Yeah.
So these two properties that you got, where were they?
First one was in Stafford.
Right.
And the second one was in Milton Keynes. But they came within like 2 weeks of each other.
Wow. Yeah. Right. And where do you live?
I was living in Milton Keynes at the time.
And now?
Now I'm just probably going to move back to Stafford.
Right. Yeah,
be close to the family now. Because I'm free.
Yeah.
I don't need to be down there.
Yeah.
You know, so...
So how did you get them? What were you doing different? Because the first 6 months, was it because you weren't speaking to landlords? You weren't trying? Or were you just learning? Or was it that you were trying, but you were saying the wrong thing?
I think it was I wasn't putting enough pressure on myself to get as many viewings as I should be doing.
Yeah.
So I was doing viewings, but they weren't consistent every week.
Right.
You know, I would get in touch with landlords and agents, but I wasn't tracking my calls. I was probably doing... a dozen a week.
You think you were doing a dozen a week.
You know what I mean, yeah.
But you don't know if you're not tracking it.
Yeah.
And I see this happen time and time again. It's so easy to trick yourself into thinking you're being productive, but when really you're just busying yourself doing stuff. I'm not saying you were doing that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people, they're just scrolling right move.
Yeah.
They're talking to people, they're networking, they're thinking a lot about it. But if you're not tracking, how many landlords have I spoke to this week? How many agents have I walked into? How many... If you're not tracking those KPIs, key performance indicators, those KPIs, you can trick yourself. I'm so busy. Are you? Let me look at your phone history. Maybe there was a bit of that going on. I don't know.
It was just sort of like, okay, I'll make a few calls. I'll message a few landlords on open rent.
Yeah.
I won't get anywhere. And then the next week I might not do anything. But then the thing that brought it back to me, as I say, going on the mastermind, you see the people and you're like, we joined at the same time.
Yeah.
And... they're doing all this.
Right.
So I need to be doing more.
Who was that? Who was that? You thought of somebody when you said that, I'm sure.
There's people like Tutu.
Yeah.
Sadie.
Yeah.
Kieran.
Right.
All these sorts of people. That
they all join the same time, the same batch. The
twins every week doing something, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, the twins, man. Woo! Killing it.
Yeah. That's the great thing.
Positive peer pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it shows you that it's possible.
Yeah.
If other people can do it, you can do it.
And it robs you of excuses. Because it's like, well, they're doing it. You can't blame it doesn't work. No. There's only one thing that doesn't work if it doesn't work, and that's you not working.
Yeah.
So did that give you a lot of confidence then when you got that first deal? Did it kind of like make you think, geez, this is real. This is happening.
Yeah. I always knew I could do it. I just needed to push myself a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of gave myself the urgency, like, if I don't get a deal, I was treating it like I didn't have anywhere to live. You know what I mean? Like it was.
Yeah,
it was
for me. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I was like, I need somewhere like right now.
Yeah.
And then two came, so I was like, okay, so I know it can work. And then after the first two were there, I can use them as leverage when I'm talking to other landlords. So it's much easier now.
It is easier, isn't it?
Much easier.
Talk to me then, Kush. I want to know what you're saying. So when you're speaking to landlords or agents, how are you finding them, and how are you pitching?
Yeah, I'm talking to agents, but. All of my deals have come through landlords.
Okay.
So I do still talk to agents, but I like going direct to landlord, mainly through Open Rent and Gumtree.
Yeah.
So normally message them, get them on the phone.
How do you deal with Open Rent? Because often on Open Rent, you get all these automated long responses.
Yeah.
Like how are you dealing with that?
Not all of them are like that. I'd say probably like 30, 40%.
Okay.
But the ones that are, I try and just give them the detail that they've asked for. And then just say, can we have a quick chat? I've got a few questions.
Yeah.
Give them a number and then we have a
phone. So you just give them some key points of what they're asking for.
Yeah.
Do you tell them on over text that you're a rent-to-rent company?
No.
You just act like you're a tenant?
I don't mention the word company just because I've had accounts banned before on Open Rent.
Right. So you don't use the word company?
No.
Do you say anything at all that would differentiate you from just a tenant?
Sometimes I say like, my business is looking for
a
property in this area or something.
But Open Rent are sensitive about the word company?
Yeah.
Nice little hack there from Kush.
Yeah.
So my business is looking to rent, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And then let's say Gumtree, right? Let's say you go on Gumtree. You type in Milton Keynes.
Yeah.
Are you going for houses or apartments or both?
I prefer houses.
Do you? Why is that?
My customer base is towards contractors, business guests, so teams of people, and also relocating families. So all four of my properties are three-bed houses.
Interesting.
And I kind of don't really want to touch apartments, I think, just because my customer base is bigger groups of people.
Right. Also, you've got less issues with houses on, like, the head lease restrictions, for example.
Exactly, yeah.
Because houses are going to be freehold, probably. So there's no head lease there. Okay, so I'm Gumtree, Milton Keynes, or Stoke-on-Trent. You see a house, I want a grand a month rent, which is about average rent for a house. The advert's there. You're just going to what? Just pick up the phone or text or what?
Yeah, normally I'll just pick up the phone.
All right, give so what call. Are you saying? Let's do this.
Let's go.
Samuel speaking. I own a house in Stoke-on-Trent. What's going on?
Well, hey, Samuel. My name is Kush. Just seen that property in Stoke-on-Trent. Is it still available?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Can I ask you a few questions about that one?
Of course, yeah. How can I help?
So you've got some pictures on there. Are they recent? Does that show the recent condition?
Yeah, yeah. The pictures on there were taken last week by my wife.
That's perfect. Okay. And when is this one available?
It's going to be available from the 1st of December.
That's perfect. Okay. And in terms of furniture, is there any furniture included in this?
No, it's just the white goods. That's about it.
That's great. Okay. That suits us. So it wouldn't be me living there myself. It'd be my company that's looking to rent it. But we're looking for a long-term let. I'd love to come and see it based on the pictures and sort of explain about that a bit more to you at the viewing. I can view Thursday midday or Friday afternoon 3 p.m. Which one's better for you?
Okay, I'm going to push back a little bit here now. Sorry, you say it's you're not going to be living it yourself. It's going to be a company let. What do you mean, company let? Who's going to be living in the property?
So it's my company. We have an accommodation business. We're established. We have four properties already across the UK. Our client base is contractors and business guests who are travelling for work, attending their projects in the local area. As I say, I'd love to come and explain that to you at the viewing. Thursday.
Would you be able, would you be able to send me over an email with a bit more information about who you are exactly with your company details? And then I'll have a little think about it.
Yeah, of course, that'd be no problem at all. But can I ask, what would you want to understand in the email?
Your company name and how long you've been going and things like that.
We can go through that. As I say, we've been established for the last year. We've got four properties. We've got more demand than properties at the moment. And we essentially take the property on for a minimum of 3 years. And we take good care of the property. It's like a show home, essentially.
Okay.
So if that's something that works for you, we'd be happy to come and meet you and discuss it more.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we can put a viewing in the diary. And no, I guess that sounds interesting. By the way, am I being extra difficult or am I being pretty normal?
Quite normal.
I am, aren't I?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. If you're starting out brand new and you don't know what to say...
You just give up.
You feel like you're just getting shot down.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'm saying is actually not...
It's normal.
It is normal.
Yeah.
So sorry, but we'll just continue. Send me an email over there and that'll be good. I could potentially be interested. I'm just wondering, you know, I've had a few people pitch me about company lets and I'm just a bit concerned that I'm going to get the property may be trashed, parties, stuff like that. That's my biggest concern, if I'm honest.
Yeah. And those are good concerns, to be fair. There is a lot of people doing this, but at the same time, as I say, we're established, we've got properties already, we've got procedures in place and standards, and the property is maintained to a very high standard. You know, if there is any damage, that's on us. It doesn't happen to us because we have good guests staying. Mm-hmm. If it's not kept in a very high standard, our guests don't come and book with us again. So it's in our interest to keep your property in a show home condition at all times. Very valid questions you have, but we'd talk about it more at the viewing.
All right, well, let's do a viewing. We'll have a chat, and I'm not saying yes, but... You need to sound like a nice guy, and we'll see how things go. I'll drop you a message over with the address, and I'll see you on Friday.
That's great. Thank you.
Cool. So basically, what you did is you just honest, innit?
Yeah.
About being honest, open, letting them know.
Because the thing is, Samuel, I've learned it needs to be a win-win for them as well.
Right.
Some people actually want to be actively involved in their property and sort of have a relationship with the tenant. But other people just want hands off, no stress.
Yeah.
One of my landlords isn't even in the UK, and it suits them.
I've had some people that have said, no thanks, manage it myself, and just want a family in. Yeah. And we'll say, cool, congratulations. Hope it goes well. Mm. Or some people have just said, "Oh no, sorry, we've got a wrong mortgage, or we've got a restriction on the head lease. We can't do that type of short stay let agreements." And you, all right, cool, wonderful. Have yourself a wonderful day. Do you have any other properties? You know, it's about not taking it personally.
Yeah.
Do you think some people are scared to make those calls?
Definitely. I think I was probably one of them at the start.
Were you?
Just because you feel like, oh, I'm not getting anywhere. Mm-hmm. But you have to get through that at the start, especially.
And what you need to remember is, you're one yes away.
Yeah.
How much is your first property? How much does it make you a month now? Your first property secured on a rent-to-rent?
About £1,000 a month.
So you're one yes away from £1,000 a month.
Yeah.
So rather than thinking, oh, I got to know, you just got to think, man, I'm going to keep going until I get some yeses.
Yeah.
Two deals, financial freedom. You've got four deals. You're making about $4,000-$5,000 a month.
Yeah.
On average. Is that more than covered your old job?
Oh, yeah.
How's it feel?
Great, man.
How many hours do you need to work? I know you're probably continually trying to scale the business to get new properties, but how many hours do you work managing those four properties?
I know this sounds silly, but like 2 hours a week.
That does sound silly.
If that.
Really?
Yeah.
How have you systemized it so good?
So I've got a channel manager.
Yeah. Who do you use?
I'm with Avivo.
And how do you find Avivo?
It's okay. Yeah. It's not perfect, but I've not used anything else, so I can't really compare it to
anything
else.
I quite like Avivo.
Yeah, it's okay once it's set up.
I quite like it. I think that there's got good features, and
yeah.
I sometimes hear people complaining about Avivo. I mean, there's multiple different channel managers.
That's right.
But personally, I'm team Avivo.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're not perfect.
I mean, it works okay for me. But yeah, have a good channel manager.
What do they do then? What do Avivo do for you?
So they'll basically have your listing and share it to all these online travel agencies.
Yeah.
So you create the listing in Avivo, in the sort of software, and they'll send it out to Airbnb, Booking.com, Google, and then your listing is all over the internet for people to book.
Mm.
They'll also give you a direct booking link. So what's happened with me is I'll ring every guest before they check in. I'll understand why they're staying with me, their reason for visiting the area, and then I'll get a direct contact for them. I'll get their
email. Because they might be saying, oh, I'll come every other month.
Yeah.
I need to come every other month for a week.
Yeah.
And in which case,
that way I can book them in direct next time.
Yeah.
And save on commission.
Yeah.
So they give you all that facility. They also prevent double bookings as well. So if you're listed on Airbnb and Booking.com.
Which is so important.
Yeah.
Did you meet them at the Service Accommodation Intensive?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. How was that program?
That was great. The learning is great, but being around that room of people who are all doing it as well.
Yeah.
So there's so much in that room. That
there's so many people doing it in the room, isn't there? And being able to get connections with them.
Yeah.
It's the people, man. You can't beat the people. So that first property you got then, how long did it take you from start to finish to getting the keys to it being live and you've got bookings, money coming in?
That one took about 3 weeks.
Sure.
Which is longer than I wanted it to be, but I was working full time, so it was literally weekends and evenings.
Yeah,
you know, painting, getting all the furniture.
Yeah,
and I found that the list that you have, it takes a long time for that list to be marked off.
Yeah,
you know, all the things you've got to do to get checklist.
It right.
Yeah, it's never ending. But as I say, once it was done in life, the bookings kept coming in. So
and now it's set up. Now it's systemized. What was your last deal then? Where was that?
Last one was in Stoke-on-Trent.
How's that going? Because that's quite a working class area, isn't it?
That's good, yeah.
Does it work well?
Good bookings, yeah.
Pretty much all contractors?
Yeah.
How much rent do you pay? How much rent do you pay for the Stoke-on-Trent one?
1,200.
And that's a 3-bed house?
Yeah.
That's quite a lot for a 3-bed house.
Detached house, big garden.
Big house?
Yeah.
And how much do you charge per night for that?
About between 130, 160.
Yeah. Occupancy rate?
That's pretty good.
Go on.
It's like 95.
Really?
Yeah.
In Stoke.
Yeah.
How are you finding these contractors then? Because that must be, how much is that making you profit then, that Stoke house?
That one, at the moment, it's about £800.
Right. How are you finding these contractors?
A lot of the time it's just like, they'll book and then you just ring them, speak to them. And then
is that a big trick, ringing them when they're booked?
I think so. Yeah,
I think so too.
You can understand, you know, who they are, where they're working, where they're from, how long they're working there for, if they know other people as well.
Yeah.
You can ask for recommendations.
I had it. I booked a place in Zimbabwe recently. I'm staying there just for the week. And I go to Zimbabwe all the time. And we've actually got a home in Zimbabwe. But we go big family all going out. I'm bringing the kids, all the in-laws and everything. So I thought, oh, I'll book an extra place. And the guy rang me up and he said to me, it's almost like he's been on our training. He rang me up and he was like, hey, looking forward to seeing you. You know, where are you from? What are you coming for? Oh, amazing. I had an informal chat. So did you come often to Zimbabwe? I was like, yeah, quite regularly. I've got a load of family there. Oh, great. Okay. Well, let me give you my link if you want to book. And I thought, man, this is perfect. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just crazy. So now that's my... Whereas if they don't call, you know, you might go to different places each time. But if you've got a contact and you kind of feel like you know the guy, you know the contact, you're going to just have that as your go-to place.
Yeah, you make that relationship.
Yeah. And he's now going to be saving 15% on booking.com.
Yeah.
So if I go for a week and give him a couple grand for the week, which is how much we're paying, which isn't that much. I think it's about £300 a night. Staying for about a week. But if I pay £2,000, he's going to have to pay booking.com. About 15%, is it?
Yeah. So 15 plus VAT.
Plus
VAT. Yeah.
So that's going to be a few hundred quid. He's going to have to pay to booking.com for just one booking.
Yeah.
Whereas now I'll book direct. Now he's going to save that money.
Yeah.
And I'll be getting a small discount. So it just makes sense.
Yeah.
How do you find cleaners? Because you've got properties in Milton Keynes. You've got property in Stoke. You've got property in Stafford.
Cleaners. I've got a good cleaning team in Milton Keynes. And then they were able to recommend other cleaners up north as well. So really don't have any issues with
where did you find them?
Through the academy.
Yeah. Nice.
So shout out to Sadie.
Yeah, Sadie's great. Sadie's been on Winners on a Wednesday.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
She joined on your batch.
Yeah.
Does she have a cleaning company? Or just recommended
cleaners? She recommended me some cleaners, yeah. So I went with those.
That's another thing about being on the academy. It's like being able to just tap into other people's network, cleaners, team, accounts, listers. It just makes so much sense.
Yeah. And it's, that WhatsApp group is great.
Oh, yeah.
You put a question in there and you get so many people message you back.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah. So where are you going from here then? You're financially free. You're making about £4,000 or £5,000 passive income a month. You've quit your job.
Yeah.
What's next?
So I'm kind of pivoting towards BRR now.
Yep.
So the plan is to do at least one BRR next year.
Cool.
Starting to look now. As we spoke about during ACPP a few weeks ago, your advice was to start looking now. So got a BRR viewings around Staffordshire at the moment. But at the same time, if I see good SA deals, I'm going to take them on because I know the recipe now. I know how it works.
Of course.
And it's just, I know each one will bring about £1,000 a month. So
if
they're there, I'll take them.
Absolutely. How has it been transitioning? Like, how did your family and everybody feel? Like, what was that going on? What was the dynamic there?
Yeah, family been great. Really supportive. They've been in business all their lives, so they understand it. They understand the motivation. They've been helping with the staging as well.
Nice.
Which has been great. Everyone's been getting involved. They're very happy now. You know, they can see the results of 12 months hard work has paid off.
Yeah. And your wife's happy?
She's good, yeah.
Well, your wife and my wife are having a coffee right now as we speak.
Wife-to-be, we're not married yet.
Oh, next sorry. Year. Okay, next okay. Year. Yeah, are you getting married next year?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that's awesome.
Yeah, thank you. But no, she's been great as well, helping out with the staging, with like picking the colours and you know, the materials and that sort of stuff. I quite like that as well because I'm quite creative for my job, having to design stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, everyone's come together as a family.
That's nice. It's nice to have family support. What about, like, you were looking at lots of different businesses before you got into this one. How does serviced accommodation as a business compare to some of the other things that you was looking at doing?
The big plus for serviced accommodation is you can put the rules and procedures in place and make it a passive income.
Yeah.
It's not completely passive because at the end of the day, it's still a business. You have to make sure your customers are happy. Make sure your adverts are optimized. Look at what your competition's doing.
It depends how you define passive. If some people think passive means doing nothing, but actually the definition of passive is little to no work. But there's a little bit of overseeing, always. There is with every business.
Yeah.
It's never going to be, even if you've employed a managing director and you're the chairman who just sits on back on the chair, you're still going to have to attend the boardroom meetings, make sure, you know, make some of the decisions. Nothing's completely no work at all.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I agree with you. I think the fact that you can systemize it.
The other thing, Samuel, is the barrier to entry is quite low in terms of cash.
Yeah.
You know, to get into a rent to SA, you need money to furnish it and deposits and stuff like that. But if you were to go and buy an existing business, depending what it is, you're going to need a lump of cash to put in.
Yeah.
You know, or the traditional buy to let, you need a deposit.
Right.
So that's the other benefit, I'd say.
How much money did you have to put into your property business? Like, how much did you start with?
I put in around 10,000 across the first two.
Okay.
So furnishing deposits, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and some of that money you'll get back, like the deposit, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And even the furniture, presumably if you bought it, it's yours.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So that's not too bad.
Yeah.
How did you justify investing 12,000 into the mentorship and the academy?
It wasn't really a hard decision because I knew I needed the, number one, the education, two, the network of people who are doing it. So as I say, the WhatsApp chat.
Yeah.
You know, asking the questions, having people around that are doing it and that are more successful than you, having access to them. And having access to yourself and the mentors.
Yeah.
Book a mentor call whenever I needed.
Yeah.
A lot of the time, Samuel, I'd book a mentor call and I'd get an answer for a question I didn't even ask.
How do you mean?
So, you know, I'd ring up about a deal and I'd be thinking, oh, it doesn't really work as a HMO. Let's go through the numbers. And then one of the mentors would say, well, have you thought about an SA? And then we'll brainstorm it. And then, okay, we've got a different possibility here.
It's like having expert eyes over your business. We had a good time at my house as well, those 2 days at my house.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Brilliant. Again, with that, it was like listening to everyone else's stories.
Yeah.
I learned a lot. And their feed, you know, your feedback to them helped me as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though I wasn't really thinking of those particular questions.
Yeah, yeah. Because, well, yeah, when I'm coaching the next person, you might be thinking, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
We're talking about how to save on VAT tax or something. You're thinking, oh, geez, that's going to be my problem next year.
That's right.
But no, it was awesome. Well, mate, you've done extremely well. And I'm really pleased. And I really appreciate not just your success, but the fact that you help out other people and pull other people up that are newer on the academy. What will be your final words of wisdom to wrap up the podcast?
Believe in yourself. Become the person who you admire. You can make a change. You just need to believe in yourself, take action, find people who are successful, and just go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, get stuck in.
Respect, Kush.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
If you want to get started in property, I'd love to spend a full day with you at the Property Investors Crash Course. Everything I know about property condensed into one day's training. I'm going to be in Birmingham, London, Manchester, up and down the country. If you want to get your tickets, they're just £1, and I'll leave a link in the description. See you there. God bless.